Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits, streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Second date update.
Whether we want to admit it or not, guys usually have a type when it comes to dating.
Yes. Okay.
Maybe you're into brainy girls or sporty types.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Or ones with really large hands that can open the pickle jars that you can't.
I want to meet that girl too.
But one of our listeners, Zach, clearly has a specific type that's kind of unusual.
Okay.
Attracted to beautiful women.
Oh.
Unattainably beautiful. Oh. Isn't that right, Zach?
Unattainable for most, not for me.
Okay.
We're here for you, though, because apparently he's found a brand new unattainable woman that he wants to track down.
Who'd you meet this time?
This beautiful girl named Taylor. Uh-huh. I met her on not like the average dating app, one of those higher end ones, you know.
Ooh.
And then she spends a lot of time in my hometown and in Vegas. I noticed she's a model. She models. Like she's wearing these fancy outfits, riding horses, and those outfits are not made for riding horses, let me tell you that.
Okay.
Yeah.
What are they made for?
That sounds painful.
Yeah, it does.
It sounds like maybe a photo shoot, right?
Exactly.
I mean, I hope.
Well, models, right?
Yeah.
I feel like we're pretty far into this, and we haven't quite gotten to her personality or, like,
bro,
your connection.
Gorgeous.
I mean...
No one really cares about any of that, Brooke.
Yeah,
she does. Beautiful. She cares very much about that. I mean, she gets hit up nonstop probably by men looking for dates. Why did she go out with you out of everybody?
Try not to take that as an insult.
No!
Zach, okay?
Honestly, it sounds like she probably gets inundated.
Well, to be honest, I really think it's my persistence. You know, like, we've been chatting for a few months now.
Oh, wow.
Months, wow.
Is she responding in these last couple months? Or?
Yeah, she's responded like 5 to 10% of the time.
Oh.
Okay. Well, she sounds like a busy woman with all the horseback modeling, and it takes a lot of time to figure
out. How did you get to know her when she's responding so little?
So we've actually met up.
Oh, you did?
Oh.
Yeah. I noticed she was back home. The app lets you see the location.
Oh, that seems dangerous.
Well, I think just like when you're in town.
Yeah.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Like, you can tell.
Brooke doesn't know dating.
I'm sorry. I'm not on dating app.
No. Update.
These people will be like, this is a person's a mile away from
you. Yeah, within 5 miles or something
like
that.
Yeah.
Where did you guys go? What'd you do?
So I just sent her a text. I was like, made dinner reservations for two at this 5-star place.
Oh.
Would you like to go?
Okay.
And she was like, yes, but I'm warning you, I'm a little stressed out.
Oh.
And we sit down for dinner. Get this. She starts to cry.
Oh.
She's really sad?
Yeah. And then I realize the reason she's been stressed out lately is because she doesn't have a car anymore.
Oh.
And
is it in the shop?
Acting? Do you know?
Why doesn't she have a... You said anymore?
Yeah. Is it like gone or is it in the shop?
She didn't want to go into detail. She was like, it doesn't matter. I just don't have one anymore.
Oh, no.
Oh,
like,
God.
She was explaining, like, the reason she's stressed out is not just because she lost the car. It's because she can't get to her shoots, and it's affecting her career.
Oh, that'd be so frustrating.
Okay, yeah, that sucks.
Can't Uber to the shoots?
Yeah.
That's true. Expensive.
I am a little concerned about the next thing that happened.
Why? What happens?
You guys don't see what
she's sad and need something?
Yeah, you don't see what she's setting him up for?
Sounds like a nice lady who needs help.
He's going to gold dig him.
What?
So you guys know where this is going.
Yeah.
She basically told me she would like for me to help her, to buy her a car.
To help her receive a car for you.
I can't believe there's women that can get this done.
It happens all the time.
She didn't specify a new car. She just said a car.
That's reasonable Jeffrey.
Right. Not much to ask.
Yeah, no, like, I'm not a simp. I'm not going to buy her a car after the first date.
Okay.
I just let her borrow my mom's car.
What?
Okay.
Oh, wow.
That's
not a simp movie.
Yeah. Are you sure you're not a simp, bro?
How long did she have it for?
She's had it for a little over a week. You know?
She's had it, so she still has it.
So she stole it.
Yeah, so that's the thing. This isn't just to get a second date. I need your help to get my mom's car back, too.
Oh my gosh.
What did you tell your mother?
It's wild.
My mom's on break right now. She's not back for another few days. She doesn't need to know.
She doesn't know the car's being borrowed by a beautiful model.
What did you tell her? Did you tell her it was your separate car? Or did you say, oh, you can borrow my mom's car?
I just told her I can arrange for a car.
So she thinks it's yours, bro.
Wait, did you give her a time limit? Did you give her a time limit?
She said it was just going to be a couple dates, and now it's been a week.
Wait, is the location thing on the app still working? Because now I think we do need to find her.
I know what you guys are thinking and how it seems, but, like, we text back and forth quite a bit since our dinner. Mm-hmm. So, like, it's not that she, like, stole it or anything. We're still in touch. It's just kind of awkward to be like, yo, give me my car back. You know?
Thanks for putting the responsibility on us to get this done for you and your mom.
By the way, the reason why he thinks it's weird, the girls don't agree, is because he looks good right now. Like, he doesn't want to blow it and say, this wasn't my car.
Yeah, you guys don't have to let her know it's my mom's car. Like, don't blow my cover.
See?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll come back. We'll call beautiful Taylor for you. And we'll try and get you another date and hopefully get your mom's car back.
Oh, my God.
We'll do a second date update right after this.
Second date update.
You're in the middle of a second date update, and we're going to find out how the couple is doing right after you hear part two.
Today, we're on a mission.
Oh, this song.
We're trying to figure out where in the world is Zach's mom's,
San Diego.
Zach's mom's borrowed car at. Because he offered to let his date, Taylor, who's an Instagram model, by the way, borrow it so that she could get to her photo shoots more easily.
And I think she's more than an Instagram. I think she's like a real-life model.
You know, it's a very generous thing for him to do without his mom's permission first. Yeah. The problem is, that was a week ago, and Zach has not gotten the car back yet.
Oh.
Now, he also wants another date with her, too.
I cannot believe he wants to go out again with her.
Yeah.
So, she's a borderline felon at this point.
The situation he gave it to her. He's the one that let her borrow it.
Yeah.
He's not doing anything wrong. He hasn't even asked for it back yet.
The thing is, we've been so wrapped up with the car borrowing stuff, we kind of got sidetracked from asking more about the actual date and the time that they spent together.
Yeah.
Like, Zach, was there any, like, romantic? Was there a kiss at the end of the night or anything like that?
I mean, obviously. When I gave her the keys, she gave me a little kiss on the cheek.
Thanks for letting me use you for your car, kiss. Yeah, that's it.
I'm sorry, Zach.
That was nice.
I think really what's happening here is the people in this room are jealous of
that's
you.
That's it.
I absolutely am.
I wish I had my mom's car to drive around.
Yeah.
Let me just say this. Jealousy is the purest form of flattery. So from the bottom of my heart, thank you all so much.
Okay. You're welcome.
You know what? I'm sure this is going to work out great.
We're going into this with a lot of positivity. Let's call Taylor, try and get your mom's car back, and then also get you a date with this smoking hot girl, okay?
This is exciting. I haven't spoken to her since the date, so it's kind of cool.
Oh.
That's a good sign.
Awesome.
I'm excited to talk to her, too.
Hello.
Hey, is this Taylor?
This is Taylor.
Hey, Taylor.
Hi, Taylor.
Hope you're not driving right now. You're on a radio show with a team called Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Hi.
Oh, I usually take the calls through my agent.
Oh, sorry, no.
We just want an interview, please. You're the hottest model in the industry.
We're not looking to book you for anything, but we did hear that you're a model from one of our listeners that you went on a date with recently.
This isn't about hiring me for a job.
No, models are actually pretty useless in radio. Can't see much.
What we're doing is something called a second date update. That's where we have listeners email the show if they're trying to get a hold of somebody they went out with. So you recently went out with a guy named Zach.
I'm sorry, wait, remind me who Zach is again?
Oh, okay. It's worse than we thought.
You went on a date with him about a week ago.
He said that you were stressed out and you showed up and you were crying.
Wait, give me more.
What do you cry?
You don't remember crying? Zach has a fleet of cars that he owns, and I think that you may be driving one of them.
Yeah, no, I believe that I do have a car of his.
Okay.
Okay, good. We can confirm that.
Now we know who Zach is.
Right?
That's the guy.
Yes.
Okay.
Thoughts?
Yes, no, I still need this car.
No, thoughts on Zach. Yeah. I meant on the date,
like what you thought of him. Like, he's obviously a really, like, giving, caring dude to let you use one of his cars.
No, he's great. Okay. Is there anything else you needed?
Yeah, this is way more challenging than I thought it was going to be. Yeah. So maybe it would just be easier if we had Zach talk to you directly. Because he's on the other line right now wanting to talk to you.
Hi, Taylor. Oh, how's it going? How's the car?
Oh, hi. Yeah, it's good.
Good. If you ever get confused about, like, any of the features, you know, I can always come over, help out, show you, like, seat warmers, all that.
I'm good. I'm sorry. I've been so busy.
For sure.
And, I mean, this has just, like, been the worst week ever.
Aww.
And, you know what? Actually, I'm glad you called because... So, at my last shoot... Someone walked off of my bag, and
what?
I loved that bag and had all of my stuff in it.
Uh-huh.
And I know this like really great place that does like an amazing discount on Louis.
Oh no,
Louis!
What?
Oh.
What do you mean? Oh no,
Zach! She's asking you out on.
Wait, why are you involving yourself in this?
Come on, guys. First, the car trouble that she had, and now her bag. That's like a lot for anyone to go through. Let's just try to be in her shoes, right?
Yeah.
Probably could use some new shoes, actually.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, some Louis shoes.
She likes the red bottoms.
Ooh. Look, I don't know what you guys are talking about. Almost all of my stuff is in Vegas right now. I'm like kind of stranded here. Like, I don't have any of my supplies. My bag gets stolen. I have car trouble. Like, and you guys need to have, like, no pity.
Zach said that you're from here. You don't have any friends or family to help you out. I mean, this is a guy that you literally didn't know who we were talking about 2 minutes ago.
Yeah. You know what? I really don't have time for this. I am very stressed out. I've got a lot on my plate.
Okay. Brooke, look what you did.
Yeah. So, Zach, are we doing the bag thing or not? Because my schedule is, like, super packed, and I need to, like, figure out what's happening.
Oh.
Okay.
Of course we're going to do the bag. I apologize for these guys. They don't understand, you know, like, guys, how expensive can luggage be? Like, I inherited a lot of, like, bags from my dad.
So maybe you have one she could just borrow.
Yeah. Like an old Samsonite, from 10 years ago?
Leather sides.
Something like that?
I'm allergic to dust, so I really need new, clean things in my life.
Wow. Dust in the suitcase?
Wow.
I think I've heard of that.
I didn't get that.
It's weird. The car didn't make you sick.
Yeah, that's weird. I mean, roll the window down, I guess.
I will say, Zach, it's not that bad of a trade if you get the car back and then buy her a bag. I mean,
wait, I need this. I still need this car.
Oh.
We didn't say anything about giving the car back. What? Oh.
I thought you two had talked about that before, right?
He might need it back, though, Taylor, like for real.
Yeah. I was thinking, like, by Wednesday, the car should be back.
What,
you know?
Don't you have another car? I mean, you came in a different car.
Oh.
I mean, I got a fleet of cars. I don't know if you heard my homie say that before, but, you know, it's just I need them back, you know? We could actually do dinner again, too.
Look, I really might need this car. I think it's a week, two at the most. Nothing too crazy.
Yeah, that's pretty simple, Zach. You could swing that, right?
Shoot. You know, obviously, honey. Of course. Could make that work for you.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Oh, guys,
you are such a sucker,
man.
Zach.
Oh, my God. Don't listen to these losers. You're the sweetest, Zach.
Oh, my God. Can we at least pay for the dinner?
She's probably allergic to gift cards. Yeah. They were in our prize closet.
And
it's pretty dusty in there.
Dusty gift cards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
gift cards. I haven't used those in years. Like, I didn't even know they still made those things.
Yeah.
Ever since you got that black card, you don't have to worry about anything.
Right. So, you guys, it sounds like you're going to go out one more time, right, Taylor? We have that locked in?
I mean, the date may have to float depending on, like, my schedule and what I'm booked for. It keeps changing by the minute, but
okay. That's understandable, totally. But
you two work it out.
I feel like this has been a success. We set out to find out where the car was, get him another date, and now we've done that, plus added a new luxury bag into the mix.
Oh, yay! Yay.
Okay.
And for the first time ever, we don't got to pay for dinner.
Yeah!
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
We all doubted them months ago.
Oh my God.
But guess who is back to prove us all wrong?
Wow. This is crazy.
It's Zach himself on again for an update. Zach, wow. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Wait, is it only Zach on the phone?
I don't know. Is Taylor there?
No, Taylor's a little busy right now, but you guys were wrong.
Oh, really?
Oh. We thought she was using you for a car.
There was a lot of doubt in here. What happened after we got off the phone with you?
So she didn't return the car for about a month.
What?
Oh, wait.
A month? Your mom went a month without her car?
She did, but, like, it was just a misunderstanding, you know? Like, to be honest, I was the one who was getting antsy. And I just kind of reported the car stolen, which was my bad.
Oh.
Wait, what?
What the heck?
No.
Did
you just casually drop that?
I mean, look, I'm not the kind of guy that gets taken advantage of, so I just have to take a stand.
Oh, yeah, no.
Yeah, you don't seem
wait,
like
so
it.
What part of this are we not wrong?
Well, you got to hear me out. So, like, she got caught running a stoplight, and they took her in, actually. And then, get this, like, so she's in jail. And she uses her one phone call on me. Like, what? How romantic is that?
No. Wow.
Desperate, bro.
Son,
Not romantic.
She just wanted the charges dropped.
Come on, guys. This is romance. Like,
I hadn't had a phone call from jail that wasn't romantic. Oh. So, I'm with you.
You felt bad when they finally caught her?
I did, because, like, I'm not a monster. I have compassion, and, like, just her using that one phone call for me meant, like, so much to me. And I was like, This is the right thing to do. So I went and paid her bail.
No.
You bailed her out?
Never
gonna learn.
On the report that you put in.
Oh my God.
It was a misunderstanding.
Oh my God. So what? Where's Taylor now?
She's moving to Vegas, and I'm helping her get started over there, like, you know, just paying the deposit in the first month's rent.
You are getting finessed.
Dude, you're a good guy, but you're too good of a guy.
I'm just supporting her dreams, you know? Like, we're not in a committed relationship. She said she wants to see things step by step.
But, like, have you guys ever gone on a date and, like, kissed?
I'm sure it's coming.
Okay.
Year 10 of this relationship is going to be super
hot. Year 10?
Zach, my man.
She's just misunderstood. That's all it is.
And there's nothing we can say to change your mind on that.
No, this is like the happiest I've been. She's amazing. Oh,
well, if you're happy, I guess that's all that counts.
They said money couldn't buy happiness.
That's
Zach
right.
Not
anymore. Yeah.
Good luck with the whole thing with Taylor, man. Wow. Keep us updated on your situation, all right?
We're happy happy, brother.
Honestly, keep the police updated.
You guys are going to feel so silly when you're at our wedding one day.
I hope so, man.
I know who will be paying for it.
It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Oh, hi. I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.